Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty,
the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jill Dunn.
And I'm Carlene Higgins.
Hey, Carlene.
Hi, Jill. What's going on?
Well, we have a bit of a different setup right now, don't we?
Yeah, we're adapting to the times, I guess you could say.
So we have our individual podcast recording equipment and we are FaceTiming each other. So we each have our trusty microphones and we've literally never done this before in the 3 years of recording this podcast. We're always together. So
yeah, we're
together remotely today.
It's true. I miss you already, but at least I can see you.
Yeah, I know.
And of course, we're hunkered down in the midst of the social distancing.
Yes.
But virtually we're together and we really just wanted to today kind of drop all the rest of our content to try to bring you on a lighter note, the things that are sparking complete joy for us right now.
Yeah. And we know that our audience, like even in a small way, if we can help to add some normalcy to your life in these sort of tenuous times, and we'll get into all of this. I know for myself, my favorite podcast dropping into my feed are bringing me a smile that's much needed these days. And so we're going to be here and delivering content to you guys weekly as we always have been.
Just want to add to that is that we do have quite a few interviews that are banked because, you know, we were in New York and we do work ahead. So as you listen to our episodes over the next several weeks, just bear in mind when we're talking that all of this was kind of pre-COVID-19. And so we'll be trying to update as we go, but just keep that in mind because the whole world has changed so quickly. So if you hear something, we're definitely not trying to trivialize anything, but yeah, it was probably recorded in advance. And Jill and I just talked and we felt really strongly that we want to be here for you guys to get your head out of all of the COVID headlines that I know kept myself up and awake until 3 a.m. last night. So I think it's really essential that we do have breaks.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, just a little reprieve once in a while. And I do want to take this moment to sort of just say, of course, we just want everybody to stay safe, stay close to home. Hope that you're with loved ones, but respecting the social distancing, I think it's going to make a huge difference. And what I find really empowering right now, actually, is that it really is a collective effort and we're all doing our part. And it's unprecedented in the world. Mm-hmm. It's scary in so many ways. There's so many uncertainties. There's so many unknowns. And we know certainly like we have a lot of small business owners listening. Our heart goes out to you. And we know that there's just a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. So are thinking of you, sending love and light, and we're going to do our best to bring a little levity into your day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So just want to give a little shout out. Something that's sparking a lot of joy right now is actually we're doing this huge giveaway with Milk Makeup. As you know, we interviewed Sanna Roberts Rossi in episode 108. And thanks to our friends at Milk Makeup, we're doing a giveaway where 50 of our listeners are going to receive a full size of their vegan milk moisturizer. So 50 people are going to be getting this bright chartreuse jar in the mail when things calm down, of course. And we encourage you to head on over to our Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast to enter. And it's
still
live.
And Jill, when does the contest end?
It ends on March 31st.
Okay. Okay. So you've still got some time.
Yes.
And I've been using the Milk Makeup vegan moisturizer since we did the interview, and it's really nice and pillowy,
yeah,
and cocooning, so it's going to feel really good before bed right now, guys.
Yeah, self-care moment for sure.
And this is the first time we've ever done a giveaway of this size, because we usually do one big bundle.
Yeah, we usually
do
a grand
prize. 50 people.
So yeah, they're going to be 50 people getting one of these in the mail, and all the details are on our Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast. So I'm excited to be able to offer that. I just think it's like that bright spot that we need, you know?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about some beauty businesses that are sparking joy and just some headlines that really, you know, they give you hope, right? They just make,
yeah.
It's about collective consciousness, about people coming together. And I always think there's such power in that.
One good news story that I really wanted to share that for me almost sparked the idea of this episode altogether. And it was really watching the massive influencer Chiara Ferragni. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she used to go by the name The Blonde Salad. She's Italian and she's married, and Fidez is a huge rapper in Italy.
Her husband,
and they have an adorable little boy. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who I'm talking about, but just in case you don't. Mm-hmm. And I think it was back on March 6th or 4th or something like that, she and her husband had set up a GoFundMe page to try to raise money to create almost like pop-up hospitals and beds for people who were requiring intensive care. And obviously their hospitals were being overrun really quickly.
Yes.
And within 5 hours, they had raised 1 million euro. Mm-hmm. And like my jaw was just on the floor. They were asking for a minimum of 5 euro. And now that it's been a couple of weeks, they've raised over 4 million euro already. And in 2 weeks, she announced today, a brand new intensive care unit will be ready to open.
Right.
And by the time you guys listen to this, I'm sure even more people have donated. So I just thought that was such a great news story. And
yeah.
I feel like the gauntlet has been thrown. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not necessarily every influencer has to go and try and do something like this, but I'm just thinking of the beauty brands that really stepped up when there were the fires in Australia.
Yeah.
Like I know Beauty Blender did, and there were others where, you know, you could make a purchase and have some of the proceeds go toward this cause. And yeah. I think these are early days, but things are happening so incredibly quickly.
Yeah.
And we are in an age where we can be more agile, and especially through the power of social media. So yeah, I just think the gauntlet has been thrown, and I really hope, I know a lot of the smaller businesses are suffering and they're thinking about how to pay their employees, but if there are any big beauty brands or personal care brands out there who are kind of benefiting in some way, like Purell or Cottonelle toilet paper, mm-hmm. like put the money back into the community.
Yeah. And sort of on that note, I mean, I was really impressed when I heard that LVMH, you know, Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy, one of the most powerful luxury companies in the whole world. They own Sephora, they own Gucci, they own obviously Louis Vuitton. They announced that they were going to be using their facilities where they make fragrance typically, and they mm-hmm. were just going to be making hand sanitizer. So that was an example of a brand not necessarily using dollars. It's certainly going to impact their bottom line, but they were like, hey, we have these resources. Let's be agile, to your point, and let's make a product that people really need right now. And mm-hmm. so I just thought that that was really commendable as well and very smart. And frankly, I would never have even thought of it, but they have the production right. lines, they have everything ready to go. So they're just pumping that out and then it's going to be free for all mm-hmm. the hospitals in France.
Wow. That's amazing. Good mm-hmm. for them. I wasn't aware of that story. That's so great. Mm-hmm. And I know that there have been some stores that have voluntarily closed even before any type of, you know, ruling came down on them. Like you were telling me about Glossier and, you know, obviously they're going to be out of a lot of money. So even that as a gesture is pretty powerful.
Yeah. And Sephora now in North America has closed all their stores. I'm sure Ulta will follow suit. And I just really applaud a lot of the small business owners in the salon and spa community. You know, they really are putting their client safety and their staff safety ahead of their profits right now. And that's probably mm-hmm. not easy to do when they're paying like commercial rent. And there's just so many things that affect the bottom line when you are a serviced based business. And I just mm-hmm. really want to give them they're not going to get the same glory as a Glossier is or an LVMH, but they're still making just as big a sacrifices. And a lot of them are continuing to pay their employees. And just on that note, if you guys do want to like, I know that I had to like cancel a nail appointment at my regular spot Tips just because it's prudent to do so. And also they're closing in the next couple of weeks, but something that I'm going to do, and maybe I could start this movement and encourage other people to do it, as I am going to go on their website tonight and buy a gift card because mm-hmm. I do think these purchases will help keep their cash flow going a little bit. So I've seen a lot of people talk about doing that, or if they sell merch or if they sell kind of, you know, like our friends at Beauty Biz BFFs, I know they sell like the facial rollers and they have towels and all these things and they're closing their shop, but they're keeping their e-commerce open. So those are just small ways that we can help support those people that are there to keep us, you know, keep up with our beauty maintenance, but they may have to close their doors right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love how everyone is just getting creative mm-hmm. in these ways to continue to try to prosper in any way in the face of adversity, you know, yeah. And I think that's happening in smaller ways all the time.
Yeah.
I even saw on Facebook today, there was a freelance makeup artist and she kind of said, you know, our jobs are already so uncertain mm-hmm. and now we can't practice. And so how are we supposed to make any money? Like we don't have the option of even for people who are hourly workers who might benefit from a government bailout. Mm-hmm. And people were commenting and one person said, you know, what about makeup tutorials online? And I mean, that's not something where they're going to make money right away, but I feel like it's a way of spending your time investing in your brand.
Yeah.
And I do think like, even for myself, I've been talking to my daughter about how, you know, once I get off a deadline I'm on, what we can do to spend time together in the house. And we were talking about doing makeup tutorials together.
Yeah, cute.
And that's just something we can do to kind of bond. And I'm like, listen, I want to learn how to do makeup better. And I've given her some really fun palettes she's been playing with. So she loves the idea.
Right.
And so I do think that for people who maybe traditionally haven't had time.
Yeah.
It is a moment where you can kind of reinvent a little bit, you know, and I think some of those things will probably carry on too.
Yeah. And even if it's not a reinvention, I just wanted to shout out JVN, of course, Jonathan Van Ness. He's a hairstylist, the grooming expert on Queer Eye. And he put up something smart the other day. And he just said, freelancers and beauty industry people, COVID is likely impacting your business. Take this downtime to make sure you have your budget done, your taxes and admin work done, and ready to go when things pick up again. For that project you've been putting off, take this time to get your ducks in a row. So those mm-hmm. things do sneak up on all of us as freelancers. So I just thought that was really good advice too. And it doesn't, yeah, keep your lights on, but they are necessary parts of working for yourself. So I just thought mm-hmm. that was a good reminder too.
Absolutely.
Well, we really are so pumped to see like so many brands stepping to the plate. There's definitely going to be more. And I think we're going to see a lot more fundraising going on. Fellow stylists helping out each other, fellow creatives helping out each other. And I can't wait to see that unfold. Those are going to continue to be important good news stories. Let's pause for a moment to hear about some big news from one of our show partners, Way Hair Care. Way is the brainchild of hairstylist Jen Atkin. Celeb clients like Chrissy Teigen and Hailey Bieber have her on speed dial. Well, Way is launching a brand new lineup of shampoos and conditioners to streamline our routines. There's a duo for fine hair, a duo for medium hair, and a duo for thick hair. So they started from scratch, and what they wanted to do was create formulas that tackled the most common concerns for each hair type. And so how did they even know what those were? Well, the answer is simple. They actually crowdsourced from their fans and asked them for real-time feedback that they could incorporate into the development of these new shampoos and conditioners. I just think that is so genius. And so no matter what your hair type is, each duo is designed to optimize the health of your hair, and the formulas are color safe, sulfate-free, cruelty-free, and they come in sustainable packaging. The new fine shampoo and conditioner, it's really created to give your hair volume without being weighed down, and it contains ingredients like keratin, biotin, and chia seed oil. And the medium shampoo and conditioner formula, that's the one that I've been using and loving. It's designed to keep your hair shiny, silky, and smooth with babassu oil, coconut oil, biotin, and kumquat extract. And I noticed that my hair is definitely like less frizzy and more manageable when I use this. And the thick shampoo and conditioner was formulated to be really hydrating and smoothing. So that's got keratin, marshmallow root extract, shea butter, and avocado oil. And I just have to say, you guys, the packaging is stunning. My shower had like a complete glow up the second I put these in my shower. If you guys want to check it out for yourself, you can shop the new shampoo and conditioners for fine, medium, and thick hair at theway.com. And when you use our promo code BEAUTY, you can get 3 free samples with your order. And a friendly reminder, anytime you support our partners, you're supporting the creation of Breaking Beauty Podcast. So one more time, that's theway.com. And don't forget to use the code BEAUTY to receive 3 free samples with your order. That's OUAI.com. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. Now back to the podcast.
Hi, new friends. I'm Jackie Schimmel, philanthropist, motivational speaker, glowing wife, animal rights activist, and a shoulder to cry on. Not really. I'm a crazy bitch, but a hoot and a half. If you haven't listened to my podcast, The Bitch Bible, brace yourself, pour yourself a stiff drink, and get ready to laugh your ass off or cry. Make sure you subscribe yourself to The Bitch Bible podcast right now. You're going to effing love it.
I know a lot of us are stuck in our houses right now, of course, with good reason. So what else is there to do but listen to podcasts and watch social media? So maybe we should just talk about some of the social media moments that are bringing us joy right now, Carlene.
Well, I think Lizzo really kicked it off when she hosted a mass meditation on IGTV. Mm-hmm. And she was playing a flute. It was like a 30-minute kind of video. And then toward the end, she started talking, and it was just all about, she had crystals in front of her, and the whole thing was just very calming and about bringing people together and trying to ease some of the collective anxiety that is very real for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so wonderful to see, because partially just like how she's using her time, how she's choosing to use her time, but also because, you know, for that generation, for so long, we're used to being like, oh, they're all about cancel culture and they don't really care about people. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was just a moment where she showed leadership without it always being like powerful, boss bitch. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like a different way of showing influence and power. That's what's needed right now.
Yeah. What else has been popping off on your feed lately?
Well, it's just so funny to see what the celebs are up to, mm-hmm. in general, you know, like watching Madonna do her physiotherapy at home and, you know, what her daughters are doing playing the piano. And of course, J-Lo and A-Rod on TikTok doing their, you know, their J-Lo challenge or whatever it was. I feel like everybody's finally discovering TikTok now of that generation.
Yeah.
So that's really funny to watch.
And yeah, because TikTok is just pure joy right now. Like I was obsessed when Gloria Gaynor was singing her song, I Will Survive, and washing her hands to it. So, oh no, not I. I will survive. And like that song, of course, is not known to most people on TikTok, but it's like, this is the OG woman from the 70s who sang it, and she's washing her hands to it. And I just thought it was a pure fun joy moment. It made me laugh so hard. Of course, something that makes both of us laugh is obviously Ricky Thompson and all of his antics on Instagram.
I'm absolutely dead every time I look at his feed. And anytime I want to laugh out loud. You know, to be honest, it takes a lot for me to laugh out loud, like literally laugh out loud. I'm just not an easy person to please that way. But whenever I go to his feed, it just happens. And I think we should play a little clip. If you guys don't know Ricky Thompson, he is a personality on Instagram. He's got 5.5 million followers. I don't even know really what he does, to be honest. It just says booked and busy, baby. And he's hilarious. If you guys don't follow him already, it's R-I-C-K-E-Y. And the Thompson is with a P. And he's just pure jokes. Like the take me back to 2019 from a few days ago.
Yeah.
Just dead.
A lot of F-bombs. Maybe we can play it though.
Yeah, there are a lot of F-bombs. You just have to accept it. This is part of his brand. Okay, here we go, guys.
Honestly, take me back to 2019, please. I'm ready to go back to 2019. Like, fuck, it wasn't that bad of a year. I was just traumatic because I don't know what the fuck is going on with 2020, bitch. It's only been 3 months. 3 months and all this shit is going down. Bitch, fuck, cancel 2020, bitch. I don't want it. Take her back. Who the fuck pissed off 2020? I would love to know. Because, bitch, drop your location because I want to talk. I want to have a conversation. I want to sort some things out because what the fuck? What the fuckity fuck fuck fuckity fickity fuck fuck fuckity fuck fuck is going on, bitch? This shit is not cute. Not cute. Not cute.
I love him. I love him.
Echoes all the sentiments, all the feels. Absolutely.
That's a must follow, guys. Yeah. A must follow.
Yeah, he's great. And something that's giving me so much joy, it's not necessarily funny, but it's just very entertaining and it sparks a lot of joy. And that's anything to do with Harry Styles right now. So he was on the Howard Stern show and the whole entire interview is on YouTube. It's an hour and a half. Nobody does an interview like Howard Stern. It is high quality premium content. Mm-hmm. He talks about everything from like writing his songs to leaving One Direction to the people in his band that are hooking up to him getting mugged at knife point. And he tells that whole story. It's pretty crazy. It's just like a very intimate conversation with him, which you never get. And then to top it all off, Mike, I don't know if you guys follow this or watch it. There's also a podcast about it, but it's the NPR Tiny Desk. And they have all of these huge artists to their Washington, D.C. office. And it is just a tiny cubicle desk. And they've had everyone from Lizzo to Adele to Mac Miller, rest in peace, to Harry Styles. And they'll have like whole band set up in like a teeny tiny cubicle. And just sound and the production of it is so great. So Harry did a Tiny Desk concert, four songs, and it's just, I've been watching it on repeat, like on YouTube. Yeah. It's so good. And I love his style. And I love how he's trying to channel. He's like basically like a cross between like Stevie Nicks and David Bowie at this point.
I love all the live music that's starting to happen. And
yeah.
People are virtually, they're like, join us for happy hour at 5 o'clock and everybody tune in. And you know, again, in Italy, obviously, everybody's seen all the music happening from the rooftops and the balconies and everything. And it's definitely sparking joy.
Yeah, like Keith Urban's done a live concert, John Legend, Chris Martin from Coldplay, like Jan Arden, like the list goes on. And I think you're just going to see how more and more of those, because music just brings people together and it does offer you, it just takes you away, you know?
Yeah. Now, Jill, I want to ask you something getting back to TikTok, because I've been on it for a while, but you got on it kind of more recently.
Yeah.
Are there any beauty TikTokers that you're following? Because I started following a whole bunch, but then my son took over my phone and now it's his account and I can't find my... Anyways.
Yeah.
Who are you following?
Well, I just want to say one shout out that's really sparking joy and bringing me joy on TikTok right now is that Cameron and Lauren from Love is Blind, who are just ratcheting up the social media ranks. They're being photographed everywhere in their street style and everything. But they just joined TikTok and they did the most hilarious video in their house dancing together. Okay. And anyways, everybody should check it out. I think they're going to inspire a whole bunch of people to join. But on the TikTok beauty front, I think discoverability is still a bit of a challenge on TikTok. So that's why I was happy when I saw that Rihanna, before all of this went down, she created the first ever TikTok beauty house. You know how these like viral TikTok houses are happening in like LA and New York. And certainly before the virus was full-fledged, this was going on. So they launched the Fenty Beauty TikTok house, and they picked five different beauty creators to like live in the house and create looks and content with like Fenty products. And so I discovered five new people based on this.
Okay.
And if they meet Rihanna standards, they meet mine. So one person that I discovered on here is Emmy Combs. She's got like 4.5 million followers, and she's just got such a great look. She actually is a cosmetologist and she has alopecia. So she doesn't have any eyebrows and she doesn't have any hair. And the looks that she creates are just so creative. Some of them are like hyper realistic, like almost surrealist art. But then she also has a lot of practical tips as well. And she's just like a lot of fun. She really like hams it up for the camera. And I think that that's what everybody who's good on TikTok is good at doing.
Yeah, totally.
And she's just really owning her look. And I really think that she's got a really cool, creative look. And I love that she's choosing this platform to just like have so much fun with it. Yeah. And then there's other girls. So I have to be honest, I'm still learning. And I think if you guys have suggestions of people that you love and why you love them, definitely let us know. Because I'm all about consuming that fun, creative content right now.
And what else are you binging on right now?
Well, the number one New York Times bestselling author, it's the Jessica Simpson autobiography. It's called Open Book. How was that name not taken for an autobiography?
So true. Great point.
She is back. Jessica Simpson is back. I know a few people who read the book, but I listened to the audiobook, of course, and I tore through it. It is so well done. She must have had a really good editor.
She narrates it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much anybody who writes an autobiography, they will narrate their own audiobook, which is just so compelling. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's great because like you hear her voice crack. She gets kind of teary at some points. And then she's a little sassy during it too. And she spills so much tea on like John Mayer and Johnny Knoxville and like her marriage to Nick Lachey. And you want to talk about reality shows. Like she basically was the original reality show star. Their show, The Newlyweds, that predated The Kardashians.
Yeah, that's true. True. Look at the reality show buff right
here. Yeah, like,
was there a beauty moment that I need to know
about? The one that has left me a bit hanging is that during that time on The Newlyweds, she was inseparable with Ken Pavez, who was the guy who did her hair. And he was one of the first celebrity hairstylists. Like he was always in Oprah magazine. He was always on Oprah at the time.
Right, right. And they came out with a hair clip in
line
together.
Yeah, they had a line called Hairdo. And so I was really wanting the tea on what happened between them because they're not friendly anymore, it seems. They don't talk. And a lot of people in her inner circle that she's been with for many years, her best friend Casey, her colorist Rita Hazon, her stylist Carla Welsh, like they've all been around her for ages and even like her trainer, but Ken is nowhere to be seen and she never addressed it in the book. She mentioned him a couple times, just in passing, Ken was there too or whatever when she was referencing a story, but it was never, the tea wasn't spilt. And so I don't really, we were left hanging there. And then she talks very openly about being an alcoholic and having an intervention and it literally went down while Rita Hazon had flown to her house to do her color. And so Rita Hazon was there while her friends were doing the intervention. And that just sort of just shines a light on how intimately these people are connected and how much a part of celebrities' lives. And that's why she literally pays to fly Rita Hazon across the country is because once they have that level of trust with somebody, they will keep them around forever, basically.
Imagine the books they could write if they didn't have those NDAs.
Yeah.
But also just that loyalty. Yeah. I mean, for sure, they become almost like family.
Yeah, and you know? I think that that's definitely even more. I don't think at the time that she would have thought to have had an NDA with her hair colorist, but but mm-hmm. maybe. But I just thought it was so genius. And I was listening to another podcast sort of break down this book, and it just had everything you wanted. It had a compelling narrative. It had juicy stories. She talked a lot about her faith. She had a lot of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. She talked about having to fire her dad 5 times before he finally got it, that he couldn't be her manager wow. anymore. Complicated family dynamics.
Well, I love a comeback story, and she's looked so great every time we've seen her in the press. Mm-hmm. It just reminds me that I really need to get back on Audible mm-hmm. quick.
Yeah, it really saves my life. Like I love it so much mm-hmm. and I love listening to memoirs on it yeah. so much.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Yeah. I'm sold. Let's pause for a moment to chat about another little self-care practice involving the armpit area, courtesy of our friends at Native. All right, hands up if you may or may not be showering every other day now that work from home life has gotten real, real. One thing that I'm not skimping on, though, is my coconut and vanilla Native deodorant. With over 10 scents to choose from, like their classic lavender and rose, or one of their rotating seasonal scents like pear and linden blossom, you're guaranteed to find the one that's going to bring you a little bit of zen every time you look down and happen to sniff at the same time. Personally, I'm grateful for my Native deodorant right now because even when I'm wearing my sweats for 2 days in a row, I still smell fresh. Native deodorant is completely aluminum-free, yet it glides on just like conventional deodorant, which means it never crumbles off onto my bathroom floor. It's also free of parabens and talc, and it's vegan and never tested on animals. But the best part is you can order online for free delivery in the U.S., plus, we've got a promo code for 20% off your first purchase. Visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code BEAUTY20 during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code BEAUTY20 during checkout for 20% off your first purchase. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. And now back to today's episode. So what kind of beauty editors would we be if we didn't talk about some self-isolation beauty tips, some online shopping suggestions, and what we're doing with our beauty routines in the new world, yes. mm-hmm. right? And it's so funny because we've talked about how things have changed so quickly and you keep having these moments where you're like, oh my gosh, this has changed. Like, I'm no longer going to be able to get my hair color done. What am I going to do? You know, like I get a skunk stripe of grays that come in after 4 weeks. You know, I've been wearing trucker hats around the house and they've been I have a taco trucker hat that's green and yellow and it has a big taco on the front. Let me tell you, that's bringing me joy right now.
I did see a meme yesterday that made me laugh and it was like, we're about 3 weeks away from knowing what everyone's actual hair color is.
Yeah. Truth, truth. So the last appointment that I went to was to a nail salon mm-hmm. and you chose not to go to that event. I did.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's making their choices. Yeah. So we're back to DIY is yeah. what's happening. Mm-hmm. But I did show on my personal Instagram, I did love the manicure that I got. I'm still wearing it. It's CND Shellac. It's from their new spring collection. It's called English Garden. And I'm wearing like a beautiful kind of dusty, deep beige color. And then mm-hmm. I got a pop of turquoise and the moon.
Okay.
So it's just like this play with the nude and the spring kind of Easter egg color. And I was wearing a polka dot blouse at the time. And it just really got me thinking about how, you know, as human creatures, we really do respond to these visual signals.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking about how these small touches can make changes in our mood.
Totally.
And of course, these moods are contagious, and especially when you're confined to a house with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's definitely not a need to have. But in that moment, I was like, okay, I know that this manicure in 3 weeks, I'm going to be picking it off because I'm not going to be back probably for a while.
Just get some acetone.
Yeah. But the good thing about CND is that all of their shellac colors come in Vinylux as well, which right. is the long wear at home color that you can put on without the lamps.
Yes.
So I will post the pictures of my nails on our Instagram feed so that you guys can see them. But I do think that, again, this is the kind of thing that you can do with other family members or solo. And it's just a little feel-good moment.
Sparks
you know?
Joy. And I do think, yeah. and I've said this before on the podcast about when you have your nails done, like our nails, as part of our beauty routine, our nails are the one thing that we personally are looking at all day. So if right. you have your nails done and there's color on them, it you are going to have that moment many times throughout the day while you're looking, when you're looking down or you're writing something
at your keyboard or at your phone. Yeah. Good
and point. It will continue to bring you joy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that for myself, yeah, I just chose not to. I took my shellac off. That's my task tonight is I'm taking off my shellac. I have my acetone ready and all my little cut up tinfoil squares and paper towel. It's a messy thing, but I'm going to do it. And when I am done, I'm going to put on this new Expressy collection from Essie. It's their new quick dry polish. And it actually is one coat. You don't need a base coat. You don't need a top coat. It legitimately dries in 60 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. And I really was impressed with the brush on this particular mm-hmm. bottle. It's a bit of a different bottle shape. It's like skinnier and more narrow, which I also like for storage. It's a lot better. I can fit a lot more polishes in instead of that more like square squat shape.
Yeah. Good for tiny bathroom cabinets.
Yeah. I'm going to show you really fast the two colors. And I know that right away when you had seen this back in January when they launched, mm-hmm. you were attracted to this one too. So this one is kind of it's called Taxi Hopping.
Okay.
And
oh yeah, the puke green color.
Yeah.
Love it.
So I'm still figuring out if I'm going to be able to pull this color off, but the fact that it's quick dry, you can take it off at home with regular nail polish remover. It's like, it's inspiring me to just try these different colors again, because
yeah.
typically I would go for something more neutral or like a red or a really dark plum mm-hmm. that I'm not going to get sick of for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So like this color, I wouldn't probably ever get in long wear, but I will wear it for like a few days or a week or however long I choose to. And we just haven't seen a lot of innovation in at home nails mm-hmm. in a while. And the brush is awesome on this. I'm not very good at painting my own nails at home, but this one is awesome. It's like $10 also, by the way.
$10?
$10.
Score. I remember because they sent me the whole collection is probably 24 shades or something like that. Like it was just a huge array of them. My eye immediately went to that color because of it's so odd.
Yes.
You know, it's this weird puke green kind of color. Reminds me of like a sweater from the 1960s that, you know, you'd see on, I don't know, like a show where it's somebody's dad wearing it.
Yeah.
And, but I feel like, am I the only one when I go to a nail salon or if I'm looking at a bunch of colors like that, I always try to choose the color that I've never worn before. That's how I choose my next color. Does anybody else do that? Or is that just me?
I'm pretty sure you're probably alone in that. just because
that's how I choose my nail colors.
I think a lot of people are like, I'm Essie Ballet Slippers forever and ever. I am C&D Wildfire or C&D Tropics or what, like a lot of people just have their go-to, their C&D Black Pool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could be wrong.
No, I'm always looking for the next. I love to try a new color.
Well, it is really fun to do. I think a lot of people will try new colors, maybe more like in a nail art type of way, like maybe mm-hmm. more like a splash mm-hmm. of a new color. Just back to the number of shades for a moment in the Expressy, it looks like there's more than 40 shades.
Oh, wow. Well, I can't wait for you to try that color and post it on our Instagram. And everybody can vote
yes.
about whether they like it or not.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
The other thing that I want to try for nails, I don't have it here with me, but Kiss Nails, Impress Nails, they have a jelly collection that mm-hmm. they almost look like see-through.
Oh.
And that's like a really big trend. I feel like that came off the runway. And those are like for 10 sure. bucks too. And you really don't need to be good at doing your nails to get that. You know, you just literally, they come with a self-adhesive and you stick them on and they last for like 10 days.
I don't find they last that long on me. I'm going to be real about that.
Yeah.
They last like 2 days before they start falling off. But I do think, you know, if you're just having a moment that you just need to have great nails, maybe you're doing a little video or
right.
whatever it is. I do love those press-on nails. Mm-hmm. They just can't be beat. It's like instant manicure.
Yeah, actually, Wendy Zomner, the founder of Urban Decay, she was the first person to ever tell me about those when I met her a few years ago and she was wearing them.
Oh, no way.
She's like, I just ran into CVS and on my, like, because she was traveling between New York and Toronto mm-hmm. and she didn't have time to get her nails done. She's like, I just went into CVS one time and I got these and now I discovered how well they work. This is all I do.
Yeah, they're great in a pinch. Great yeah. in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of these little details that make us happy, we're both wearing bright lipsticks today.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of in crunch time. It's been this craziest time, but I'm also working on a fall 2020 trend report as I'm home for fashion and beauty. So I've been looking at tons and tons and tons of pictures of what the big trends are for fall. Mm-hmm. And one of them is definitely bold lips and happy lips. You know, I was looking at Oscar de la Renta and Carolina Herrera, and they did these almost neon shades.
Right.
And they make me happy to look at them. So yeah. I started looking out for what's coming down the pike for spring 2020. And for any of you who are fans of Chanel Rouge Coco Flash, that's a lipstick that launched from the brand last year. And it's kind of a more wet, like glossier, full pigment lip color.
Yeah.
And it kind of took off. A lot of people really loved those lipsticks. I think if you're not a big matte fan, those are great for you. And they came out with 12 new shades that are coming out April 15th, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it is, online. And there's kind of like really pretty fuchsias. There's one called Play. It's a raspberry pink. I think people are going to really like that. But one of the funnest parts is their Le Vernis nail polishes. There are 5 new shades that are coming out as part of this collection.
Yeah.
And in the press kit, they actually recommend what nail color goes with what lipsticks.
Right.
How fun is that?
That's what beauty editors have been doing for years in magazines.
Well, they're kind of doing it for us, but yeah. I hope that they'll have this really useful information on their website as well. And the nail shades are, I mean, they're just beautiful kind of tropical shades. There's like a turquoise blue. There's a beautiful bluey green and a luminous pink and this darker shade of blue. It kind of reminds me of like those Versace vibes when J-Lo was on the runway last year.
Right.
Like those types of tones.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, again, it's just those like feel happy tones. And,
yeah.
you know, back in the day before everybody was going to the salon to get their nails done, everybody was in our industry, all the beauty editors were always using Chanel because the shades could not be beat.
Yeah. The particular was like, it kicked off that whole category.
Yeah.
And black satin.
So it's been a long time since I've gone back to these at-home nail colors, but right. I mean, I would go back to a Le Vernis any day.
Yeah. Yeah. Real talk. They chip like insane, but it's true. Their colors are amazing.
It's really about the shade curation. If you want the long wear at home, the Vinylux.
SE gel. Couture really works well. Actually, the Sally Hansen gel nail polish is so long lasting. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just obsessed with, like I said, these colors and colors I haven't worn before. It excites me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I wonder if we're going to start seeing challenges. Like I was thinking of challenging myself for the next 14 days of social distancing, of wearing a bright color every day.
Yeah.
So whether it's a lipstick or a shirt, just to try to keep the mood up. It's so important right now. And again, these are small steps. Like, trust me, I know this is not changing the world.
Yeah.
But just to help a bit, you know?
Well, I'd be curious to know how you guys at home are faring with social distancing. I've seen a lot of women talk about how they're giving their skin a break, how mm-hmm. they're not wearing makeup at home and they're really feeling liberated by that. And then other mm-hmm. people are putting their full face on every morning just to keep that sense of normalcy, and it brings them joy, the ritual. And then I've heard a lot of women talk about, like Tracy Moore from CityLine took a selfie and she's like, this is the face of a woman who hasn't worn a bra since Friday. So I'd just be curious to know, it's just unprecedented for everyone to be at home for this long and not have like a holiday party to go to or mm-hmm. any of those types of social gatherings and obligations and how you're handling it. Please do let us know, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, my skincare routine has changed mm-hmm. since I've been home.
Right.
So I've gone back to oils.
Okay.
Which is really funny because I know you and I were talking about previously, we had said like, we felt like for us, oils were almost, you know, there was kind of a trend where everybody was launching all natural oils.
Right.
And for me, I just kind of moved on after a while. I got super into essences and waters and they're so hydrating.
Yeah.
But they still allow you to put serums on after that have active ingredients and everything and just going with thinner layers. But right now, it's just kind of what I'm craving. Especially at night.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I just really love the aromatherapeutic angle as well.
Yeah.
You know, it smells really lovely. It feels really good on my skin. And, you know, I don't sit there and massage forever, but it's just, it really is a different experience. So I've gone back, I'm using the Vintner's Daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm not going outside much. So that's, I've been kind of living on that.
That's good. And I think a lot of people are taking the time to like maybe get acquainted with like some facial massage, to your point, like using mm-hmm. that Audacity, what is it called? Like the Gua Sha.
Oh yeah, the Gua Sha.
The Gua Sha stone. I was using that under my eyes yesterday and it just feels so nice. Like you're doing something for yourself. It's like soothing. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's self-soothing.
Yeah. So I'm going to end it off now before we go. I wanted to shout out a small business that you and I both love, Carlene. And mm-hmm. especially in these times, I feel like collectively what we can do to help support small business in this day and age is like more important than ever. So the brand that I want to shout out is Cheekbone Beauty. And you guys may be familiar with that brand because the founder, Jen Harper, was on our show, episode 41, if you want to check it out. She has one of the most compelling stories that we've ever told on Breaking Beauty. And she's an Indigenous woman that is, through the sale of lipstick, helping Indigenous youth. So we've been a huge fan of her lip products for a long time, right, Carlene?
Oh my gosh, I love her liquid lip colors.
Yeah.
They just, like, the colors are just pow. I always get compliments and I've honestly recommended them to so many people.
Yeah. So big news for Jen since she was on our show. And she's
update
sort of
alert.
Yeah. And she's actually revamping her lipsticks and they're all going to be sustainable. So
cool.
This is a huge new direction for the brand, for Cheekbone Beauty. And I'm sure it takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get a product that performs and also is kind to the environment. And I really applaud her for taking that on. I'm sure it's not easy when she already had such a huge successful line of liquid mm-hmm. lipsticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, just taking it all on now.
Yeah. So the launch is happening of her three new shades on March 27th. So it's coming up in a couple of days. You can pre-order soon. And they're going to be $32 Canadian each. And it'll probably be like 25 US, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called Sustained by Cheekbone. And it's really all about the planet, Jen said. So each shade is named after the word land, earth, or on the land in Indigenous languages from around the world. Jen is going to do a whole IGTV on Cheekbone Beauty on March 27th at 12 p.m. Eastern if you want to see them and hear the whole story behind them. But I just wanted to take a moment and shout them out. The one that I'm wearing today is called A Key. It's a really beautiful red color. Goes on really well. Kind of like a satin finish, I would say. And what you'll notice about the lipstick bullets, the bullets themselves look like any other lipstick. You can see it here, Carlene.
Okay.
But the actual tube itself is paper on the outside. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more sustainable than a plastic casing.
Right.
And I'm sure that it is very difficult to get this kind of paper that's not mm-hmm. going to transfer or fall apart or do any of those things.
Yeah.
I really hope that you guys will check these out.
Thank you so much for listening. Next week, we'll be getting back to our regularly scheduled programming mm-hmm. with a founder episode featuring Dr. Dennis Gross.
Yes. Until then, we hope that you guys stay safe, take care of each other. We're sending love and light, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry bomb. Like a cherry bomb.